Welcome back to Footsteps in the Attic. I say we because the beautiful Miss Grace is with me today. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Love having her on, and she comes back for really a particular guest who we are so honored to have on today. And I want to send a very special shout out to my guest last week, Miss Sarah French, whose film, That's a Wrap, hits all major streaming networks on August 25th. Do not miss it. But today, Miss Grace, we have one of our favorite human beings on the planet on the show. You may have seen her in Charles in Charge or A Very Brady Christmas or that little movie called Ghostbusters, but she is a wonderful and amazing human being. Please welcome back to the show the beautiful Miss Jennifer Runyon. Jennifer, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Welcome. I'm so grateful to be back. I love you guys, and it's always so fun to hang with you. So thanks for having me.
It is a true blessing to have you in our lives. I know Gracie's already nodding her head. Yes,
I am. Yes.
It's amazing how life works. You start off having this person on your podcast, and then they just become such a big part of your life. And that's the beauty of God's design and his plan. So we're just always grateful to have your presence in our lives. And we mean that.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Well, I feel the same way. And, you know, it's always, you know, I always hang up with you. And when you and I are texting, right? I always end up with a big smile on my face.
Feeling is mutual.
So nice. Yes.
And it's like when you're on the same wavelength as somebody and they just get you and you get them. And it truly is. Yes. It's precious.
I feel like the similarity between all of us is this joy that we have for life and kind of a little bit of just, you know, innocence. You know, I think joy and innocence really go hand in hand, and we have a little bit of wholesomeness to us, right? Like, we just want happiness and to live our lives in such a pure way. And so I think it really brings us together. And, you know, I think of you as this actress who's so accomplished and has done so much, but you as a person is just so big.
Absolutely.
Like, you just have such a big presence, and it really comes across very clearly to probably, you know, on screen and off.
You know, the gift that people have with you as an actress is one thing, but if you're lucky enough to have you in your life, that's the true gift. And so, piggybacking on Grace's statement, it is. We love you so much.
Oh my gosh. Well, feeling is mutual. And you know, with what you were saying, I do think, like, we're drawn to the candle, you know? People, when you open your heart and you open your mind, and you're drawn to the light. And when you choose happiness, you know, that doesn't mean you're never going to have a bad moment or whatever, but there's so much to be grateful for. And it's just so funny to me, all this ugliness and negativity.
Yeah.
And we're not going to talk about that because
we're
going to talk about the joys of life, you know? And
yes,
and that's what's missing. Like, I didn't we talk about, was it you guys? Or was it Willie? I think it was us where we were talking about we should do just a show or a channel that it's nothing but positive.
Yeah.
You can turn it on and off anytime you want. But it's always about finding your joy, finding what to be grateful for.
Amen to that, especially today's day and age. We need that. We truly need that. And a lot of people out there do.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think some people find it very boring. You know,
right? They want that salaciousness.
Right.
Yeah, it becomes addicting to follow, you know, the drama and the toxicity.
Absolutely.
Feel so much better when you don't.
I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of, like, drama and potentially, like, toxic situations, I noticed today, or not today, but recently, that there's this emphasis on social media with, like, Hollywood. And there is one industry question I meant to ask you. Was there any pressure when you were acting to go to a certain party, hang out with a certain crowd, you know, be in a certain scene for like publicity's sake?
Well, you know, not for me, because I really was a loner.
Right.
I really didn't have I have friends in the industry, but I'm not that big of a social person.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes complete sense.
I love people, and yeah, I love people, but I also get very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
In situations where I don't know people, and in big crowds. So I wasn't a party person ever. I mean, I'm not a fond of going to parties.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I get insecure. I don't know who to talk to. And I always think it's worse the thinking about it. Once I'm there, it's never what I think it's going to be. You know, it's always a little better, but I get anxious about it. So
sure.
I've learned, you know, trust that. It's not for you. You don't have to do that. So no, for me, I'm sure if I had spent a little more time, what's the word you use when you're navigating and, mm-hmm. you know, getting all my connections, you know, I could have maybe had a little bit bigger of a career, but I just, no, I wanted to go home after work and just chill with my dog.
I am applauding you from out here, because that is exactly the way I like to live my life.
Yes.
Where I find my tribe and I stick with my tribe, and I would not want to do any of that either. So bless you, my dear friend.
Yeah, that is very much Brian since I've known him. He has a small inner circle and no one else,
like,
which is good.
And I'm like you, Jen. I'm very, like, I'm outgoing. I'm friendly. I'll talk to anybody. But, like, the people that are really in your inner circle, like, that is where home is to me. You know, talking to
Absolutely.
You, talking to Grace, you know, like, you're my people. So those are the people I choose to spend my time with, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it completely makes sense. And you know, it's funny. I feel like I have, or people have told me that I'm a little empathic.
Oh, you definitely are.
And I never really understood what that all meant, you know. We probably talked about this before, so forgive me if we have.
No, go ahead.
But I realized now I don't think I like those situations, because I think I'm a little bit of a sponge. I absorb. if somebody's not okay, that just absorbs into my pores.
Yeah.
So I have to protect myself a little bit, and that's why I'm not a good, you know, big, huge crowd people. I don't know. I think I pick up on all this stuff, and I just need to, you know.
Oh, that makes complete sense.
I need to protect myself through it. Yeah.
Like
conventions are awful for me. I love going to meet the people, you know, but I get very overwhelmed.
I get it.
I guess.
No, and it's a lot because, you have a lot of energy being projected at you at those things. So
it's so uncomfortable, and it's so weird because, you know, I understand when you've done, you know, the things I've done, or other people, mm-hmm. the actors, actresses, I understand that's part of it, but it's really a very, it's very strange. You
know? I get
it's
it.
Very sweet.
No, that I love you admitting that, because people, you know, when you show up and there's someone that you're really excited to meet, you might be looking at them and thinking like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. But for them to understand that it's very like, oh gosh, it's like a little uncomfortable for me to like hear and receive that. I feel like it evens the playing field a little bit. You know, it's like, okay, we're all human.
That makes sense, Grace.
We're all
human.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, it continues to humble, you know, and guess what? The minute you're not humbled by it, it's time to not do those things anymore.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
But the tribe is the thing. You find your tribe, and occasionally somebody just wanders in and belongs there.
Yes. That's
just spontaneous
very true.
And right.
That's That's exactly right. It just clicks. Again, it's like, to me, that's God's design. God's like, okay, I got a new little chosen family member for you right here. Blink. And that's how it works.
Yeah. No-brainers.
No brainers. There we go. I like that. Do you, because you're such a humble person too, by nature,
Oh.
it probably is extremely hard for you to accept that these people are just, oh my God, and they're gushing all over you, and you're just like, okay, but I'm Jen, and nice to meet you.
It's so flattering and so endearing, and I keep thinking, but I just know. It's very sweet and humbling, and I just kept thinking, I always think, okay, remember the time, Jennifer, when you were little, when you were 13, 14, whatever, and you went into the toy store on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, California, and you're buying your little brother put by getting Christmas gifts, and they're going to put it on hold for you. And in walks Ringo Starr.
Oh my
Whoa, I didn't, you didn't
gosh.
say
I
this
am not
story.
putting myself, I am not going to put myself on any plateau with Ringo Starr, believe me. But I couldn't speak because
I'm
I'm the
sure.
hugest Beatles fan. Yeah.
Jen,
And
I have to stop you. Do you know what
yeah.
I'm
This is
wearing right
so
now?
weird. This is so weird.
I'm wearing my yellow submarine sweatshirt as you're telling this story.
Yes, he
How
is.
bizarre. Tell me there's no God. Come on, with those little winks. That's a God
Yes.
wink
It's
right
so
there.
funny.
But go ahead,
Well,
continue.
in Studio City, California, it's not there anymore. It was called Buddy Brown Toy Store. And it's just a little boutique, not like a Toys R Us, just a little neighborhood, you know? And I'm in there with my girlfriend buying for my little brother and putting him away before everything's gone because they used to let you have put things. That's when you could put things on hold in the back storage
Yeah,
room,
sure.
right? And in walks Ringo with his beautiful wife, Barbara Bach. And I'm silent. And I said to my girlfriend, "You have to give his autograph for me." And so we walk up to him. And she goes, "Hi, can she have your autograph? She's the biggest fan." And he goes, "Doesn't she talk?"
He said
I just looked at
that.
him
Oh
and
my gosh.
I'm like, "She head." But I know I'm not getting that reaction from people.
Do you still have that autograph?
But that's what makes me no. That's the
Oh.
sad part. No, but my girlfriend Hallie, she's my backup to confirm that story. But I always think when people reproach me and they're shaking, I'm thinking, okay, that's how I was with Ringo. No, they could not possibly feel that. But it's just so sweet, you guys. It's very sweet.
It's so weird to think about. I haven't thought of Studio City. I mean, I lived most of my life in LA, but I haven't been there since 2017. So to hear, I'm like, I had to literally try to figure out, wait, where is Studio City, on a map? And I'm like, is it by Culver City? Isn't there a guitar center there? Like, what is there? I'm trying.
It's by Universal, actually. It's close to CVS
Yeah.
Radford and in
Yes.
the Valley. Yeah,
Yes.
now you remember.
Yes, I lived in Toluca Lake, like right there by
Oh, sure.
Warner Brothers.
Yes, I know
So,
exactly where. I was a
yes.
North Hollywood Studio City girl.
Oh yeah, I lived in Toluca Lake. I lived in North Hollywood. Studio City has, yes, I know exactly where it is now, but it feels like a million. It feels like another
Million years
lifetime
ago.
ago. Yeah, it feels like another lifetime. So now you, who is not like you visit all over and you travel quite often, does it feel different not spending your day-to-day life in Los Angeles? Does it feel like a different world?
Oh yeah. I lived here in Idaho before, so I knew coming back here was going to be, very quiet life. But now when I go back to California, the difference in energy, the traffic, the busyness, all that frenetic energy. And the one thing that I noticed, because I also lived, when I lived in California, I lived down in Orange County, so it was quieter down there.
Yes.
But the one thing I always notice now when I go back and I'm up in L.A. is, and it wasn't like this when I was younger and an actress and working.
You're so right.
It wasn't like it is now. It was like even going to the grocery store becomes like a huge production. Does that make sense? You know, it's just, oh my God, I got to go now because it's 10 minutes away, but it's going to take me 30 because of traffic. You know, everything becomes, you have to plan it. And like my daughter loves it. She could care less about any of that. She's happy. But for me, I can't wait to come home.
Yeah.
I just love the peace, you know. But yeah, LA, you know, I just remember Ventura Boulevard that was like our hangout in Van Nuys Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I would never go down Van Nuys probably now at all.
Yes.
And Ventura's still safe and fine, but you know, it's just life so different, you know? Just a different speed.
Yes.
I remember, like, obviously I visited LA once, so I can't speak to that. But
you were more a New Yorker.
I'm more of an East, you know, like just like in that sense, I was, at least when I was trying to, you know, do the whole acting thing. But I remember, like you said, I was really excited from, like, I'd say my first 6 years in New York. And then, like, that enthusiasm really went away and I really wanted to be away from people. And then it only took me about 14 years after that to finally decide I need to get away from this. Yes.
Yes.
And I do not regret it at all being away from it. It's been so nice, you know, just having that mental reset and peace and serenity.
I mean, we're still like in a major city, so we're not like in the country.
Outside of it though.
Right. We're like a little bit like so where we are now is kind of like still like on the outskirts of a major city. So we are still in a really busy area, but I think you kind of get the best of both worlds, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, comparison to Manhattan, a lot less.
Oh my gosh. Yes. For me, it was how long did it take me? About a year and a half?
Maybe? Yeah. Yeah. You loved going into, you know, the Times Square area for about a few weeks, and then you were like, all right, I'm over.
Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah, he would try to always drag me into the city, you know, for like a special day or so. And I'm like, no, I just, you know, it just really quickly gets old. But I think there is, you know, we're talking about joy and positivity. And I don't know as humans if we're really cut out to be that overstimulated all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we are. I mean, why do people meditate? Why do people go, like, you know, if it wasn't a thing to have mental peace and to disconnect from it, no one would go on vacation. You know, no one would want to go to beaches or want to go to mountains or want to get away from all of the hustle and bustle. But I think, you know, we meditate and we vacation and we try to get away from it because intuitively we know that it's overstimulating and it's frying our brain cells on some level. So, you know, I think, you know, as I get older, the more I'm drifting towards the country and just needing that time away to just totally decompress and to connect with how I'm supposed to be living as a human being, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. And, you know, the joy we find in life is from just the simple things. I really believe that.
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing to do with money monetarily, nothing. I mean, I'm here in this small town, and I've been planting, you guys, right? I've been planting, and my tomatoes came up, and my peppers, and my basil, and my peach trees. I'm like in heaven. Yeah. Every day I get up, like,
yes, gardening these little is things. Gardening is on another level. It is so joyful. And like,
and you're literally planning life. I mean, really. I mean, it's like, you know, it's beautiful.
I think we need more kids to like be shipped off into the country and to learn how to grow things and like be with animals and play. I really believe that, because it's just, it's
the video game generation. I don't get it.
Well, and you know, little boys, they need, boys have energy, as they should. That's how they're born. That's how they're, you know, boys need to be out playing. They need to be out doing boy things, whatever. The girls go out and do boy things. You know, you need to be busy, not behind these computers. And you know, I just feel like that this generation is just missing out on stuff. But hopefully, I mean, let's hope that that'll turn around. I don't know, but I don't know. I mean, I hope maybe parents, you know, need to go ahead.
No, I agree with you. Like, the optimism, I think it is when you have people who are, you know, like in terms of decorating your house, people are getting into cottage core, which is like, you know, we kind of like, these people want to live these sort of colonial lifestyles of, you know, I want to wear a big long dress and have a garden and have my own chickens. Like, I think that that is so much more endearing and exciting. And it really reflects a tiredness of all of this overwhelm. Like, listen, I watch TV and movies every single day, right? So I don't want to ever go without that. But I also want right. my time to actually appreciate the world that I live in. And that is not AI. That is not the web. That is not technology.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And just little things that you can teach your kids that are silly, and they seem so silly, but make your kids wake up every day and make their bed, you know?
Yes.
Make your bed. So you give a routine. Routine brings joy, believe it or not, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's, you know, beaten over your head with it, but you know, just the little simple things, you know, meditation. Wouldn't that be a lovely thing to bring into the school system?
Yeah.
You know, when they're young, you know, and teach them how to meditate. And we have 15 minutes of just quiet music, and everybody puts your head down, and maybe they hear a really positive, you know, affirmation. Things like that, little simple things that just help give you tools to I don't know, to just keep you present.
Well, you know what, Jen, for those of this, you know, era that are, you know, glued to their phones, what are some of the apps that I know you use that they might connect with to get that sense of, you know, maybe it's godliness or peace, or because you've had a couple good suggestions to me. I just want you to throw those out there for those who might be listening.
Okay, what did I give you?
I think it was the Halo app.
Which one?
It was it Halo?
Yes, thank you. Okay, because I have a couple of them. Okay, so I love Halo, and Halo is so beautiful, and you I just get lost in it. I put it in at night and put my headphones in, and I listen to stories. If you're, you know, a Christian, or you know, there's Bible stories that are just so beautiful. And And I adore this channel. Might not be for everybody, but that's my favorite. Another thing I listen to is Calm, which is a lot of meditation. Mm-hmm. And that one's really fun. But those are the kind of things I have on my phone.
Yeah, no. But that speaks to
keep everything real positive.
But see, we need that in the world, and it reflects on the way you live your life and why people like you instantly, you know. So we need that
instant
in the world.
Likeability.
I'm sure I annoy people.
I do not believe you, but go ahead.
Oh no, I wasn't saying anything.
We had spoken before about listening to gut instinct and how important that is. And you had mentioned earlier, you know, you could have kept acting. You could have, but something in your gut knew when it was time to just say, hey, you know what? I want to be a mom. I want to raise these kids. How important is that to listen to that gut instinct? Because I think of the time you potentially may have missed out on if you hadn't, and maybe you would have been on a set while having these two beautiful children. So, how important was that for you?
You know, it's funny. I always knew, like I think I always wanted to be able, when I had children, to be home and take care of them. I just figured once I had children, that's what I was going to do, because that was going to be one of the most important things or jobs I've ever had in my life. And I don't regret it. I wanted to give my children what I didn't get. And that's just somebody being present for them, and some to know that somebody has their back and they could tell them anything. And I didn't have that, and that's okay. I learned ways to get it, and thank God they were all good ways. But that's what I wanted for my kids. You know, I wanted them to know this is, we sit down every night as a family. I know not everybody can do that. But if my husband was working, it was the kids and I. You know, we just, I always made family important. And I'm very close to my kids, so I hope I did a good job. I'm sure I've messed up on a lot of things. None of us are perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. But they're really good people, and I don't regret my decision one second.
Wow, that was beautifully said and very inspiring. It really, honestly, that really touched. I mean, that's just amazing. And I think maybe the reason you went through some of the things you went through was to be this phenomenal mom that you are and raise these incredible beings who now continue on that same message that you instilled in them.
I was fortunate that I could do that, and I know not everybody can. You know, my sister-in-law works full time, my brother works full time, and but when they were home, that's what was important, family. The weekends, my nephews were out having adventures with their family. And so it doesn't matter if you're not home 24/7, but it's the quality that you give people. And I probably went overboard because I didn't get a lot of quality, but I really wanted my kids to have just a really peaceful, fun, happy childhood.
It's amazing. And that shows in the bond you have today. That's still there. I mean, it really is. You can see it. You can see it on a social media post, how close you are. It's tangible. It really is.
Well, I'm glad to see that, because they're just delicious. I just adore them.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
that is so sweet. And I think, you know, there is something to be said about your values. You know, your values came first. And there's a lot of people that would have said, oh no, you know, it needs to be about me. It needs to be about, but you know, oh gosh, everything we've talked about today, you know, my fiance and I, we go and we do Bible study, and it's just like, you know, we talk about these things. We take a little tiny inch of the Bible, and it provides all of this huge, bigger picture stuff. And one of the things is mentorship, right? And it's like we are always going to have to pass on the baton, you know, to someone, to something. And I think you were just so aligned with that, so in tune with, you know, my life is going to go on, and I need to pass on the baton. And you did that so beautifully for your children. But I feel sorry when people, you know, don't have that, don't have anyone to mentor. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to have children, but I really do believe that we all need to have the opportunity to mentor someone younger than us, because that is going to give us such a strong sense of purpose in this world.
Yes, absolutely. When I was teaching at TLC, working with the kids, I'd leave crying sometimes, you know, because they were difficult. They were loving. They were difficult. And they were difficult. And And I was not going to be like their teacher, like their regular teacher, you know, because I'd come into a high school and work with the high schoolers. I'm like, I'm not going to punish these kids, you know, or make them write their whatever. You know, I was like, you don't want to do that? Okay, well, you can put the book away. Let's just listen. So I made it not a frightening thing, because I feel like the only way you can really pay it forward is through love and kindness. And some people aren't going to get it right away. But if you can reach one or two out of 30, that's amazing.
It is.
And that's like it in life, you know, even just smiling at somebody at the supermarket, you know. There was this girl that walked through the market the other day, and she was absolutely adorable. And I'm thinking it in my head, and I'm like, tell her.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm supposed to tell her this. So yes. I did. I said, oh my gosh, you look so adorable. And she goes, what? I went, you look so cute today. What a great outfit. And she's like, and she like got little tears. And she goes, oh, that made my day. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so simple. Just one. Is that me? Sorry, guys.
No, not at all.
My daughter was dinging on there.
Shout out to Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey's doing it. But I always think, God, if we all just took a minute just to turn and smile when you pass yes. somebody. No, Bailey. You know, it's little things.
Yes.
Just hello, how are you? Hope you're having a good day. You yeah. know, agreed. Just pay it forward. Even if you can't do more than that, just start small.
That is so true.
You don't realize. Yeah, you don't realize how somebody can just say one thing to you and it can fill your heart with so much joy,
It could change your life, you know? I mean, someone says, I have a gun. That's one little thing they could say to you to change your life, right? Like, there, one little tiny statement can be very powerful. But I think yes. it goes, you know, when you're talking about, like, just slowing down. I love the idea you got to slow down to speed up, but that's kind of the problem when we're in these, you know, the way that our life, you know, here in America, it's like, go, 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 fast, 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 produce. Like, we all think that we're supposed to be these robots, go, 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 because we've been told, like, you can do it all. And I know growing up, there was so much pressure on me to be successful. And it is the most frustrating thing in the world to realize that the more fun I have and the more that I prioritize my fun and my happiness, the more successful I am. I'm like, oh, well, that's just not fair. You know, it's like I thought it was really a situation that I had to buckle down and push on. But that's not actually the secret. The secret is we have to slow down and we have to, you know, enjoy the time that we have here. And I love, you know, there's something so complicated in that overproductive society. And I love the idea of bringing back simplicity and having a schedule and having what did you say? Like having a regimen on a daily basis, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it keeps you focused. I think
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think all of us went through this, but I remember being a teenager and I would sleep till 1 o'clock.
Oh, yes. I went through that.
Right. Did we all remember those days? We'd be up till 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Until that one day, yeah. Until one day you wake up at 1 or 2 and you go, what am I doing?
Yes.
What am I doing yes. with my life? Because you start to grow up.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's you see, like, kids still, you know, or young adults still doing that, you know? What if we had a little regimen? Just try to be in bed by this time. Just, I mean, don't go to sleep. Just get in bed. I don't know. I just think when you have a system, and it doesn't have to be, you know, military thing, just, you know, these are the things you need to take care of, and these are the times that are best to do it. And I think your life moves a lot better when you do that.
It does.
And I've had to learn this. That's the only reason I'm saying any of this, because I was the person, I went through a really bad time where, oh my gosh, you guys, I was afraid of mail.
Yeah, right.
I think I'm absolutely crazy. I'd go to the mailbox and I'd be like, I can't even look at this. I was overwhelmed. And then I'd have to, after about a week, go through it all. and I'd go through it all day, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? But it was the chaos of my childhood, you know, that wow. Nobody had a routine. There was no structure.
Yes.
And so all of a sudden I became an adult, and I have all these responsibilities that I didn't know how to handle it for the longest time.
Right.
But, you know, but you take it one day at a time and you start slow. And that's what needs, I think, to happen with a lot of people in this world today. Just start slow. Start with simple things to bring your positivity and light into your life. You know, we don't always have to walk around like Pigpen with the cloud mm-hmm. around us.
Yes.
You know?
Stopping and smelling the roses. It's so important. You never see anybody depicted in a television show, you know, overworked in an office with a smile on their face. There's a reason where people have to decompress and find joy in the simple things, you know, and going out yeah. in the sun and outside. And I remember the happiest guy I ever met. I was in a job. He was a UPS driver, and he would come in every single day with a big smile on his face. And I go, how do you do it? Don't people get to you ever? He goes, I have God in my life. I'm healthy. My children are healthy. He goes, what do I have to complain about?
And I love that so much.
I mean, mic drop moment for me. And that really, that man in that job changed a lot for me, because I was like, yeah, why am I ever getting negative over these things that don't matter in life when it's the basics that are important and you can find joy in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, I really, cause I really relate to it, because I was really, you know, growing up on the outskirts of LA, I was sold, you know, sort of this image that, you know, people look at you, Jennifer, and think, oh, she has it. And then if, you know, you've done the red carpets, you've done the TV, the film, that, I mean, all of the excitement, all of the glitz and glamour that they're thinking. And then they have a conversation with you and you're like, oh, look at my garden. You know, there's, yes. They would be so surprised to hear, wait a second, you know, because we put such, you know, tremendous pressure on ourselves to try to reach those heights. And it's just amazing and inspiring to hear someone that's like, yeah, I've done it. And I still feel very uncomfortable by the whole kind of setup, you know, of like getting excited to meet me. And I really value, you know, the simple parts of life. That's what actually makes you happy, because we have never talked before. And you're like, you know what? You know what was the most special part of my life is this role that I played. Like, yeah. You appreciate it, but I've heard you so much more talk about your kids and, you know, being a mother.
And it's kind of funny. I know I speak for you when I say, like, when we think of you, Jen, we don't even think about your jobs. You know, we think about, like, we're so lucky to have this wonderful, like, we're so lucky to have this wonderful person in our lives. And that's what we think of. It's like, you've done all these wonderful things, but the gift is you. The gift is you. It's true.
It is, because
so lovely.
Yeah, we've both, you know, been in the industry, played around there. Not everyone is as stable and, you know, as centered as you, because it could be very chaotic. And, you know,
I'd say there's a lot of people in the industry that are not as stable and centered as Jen, not just a few.
Amen. Right. Listen, you're kind of shocking, right, to us, because we're like, you know, we're waiting for the stories of you to be like, oh my God. And then this horrendous thing happened. And here you are, just this bright light. You know,
you truly are.
And so you've seen it and you've been on the other side, but you can tell people, hey, the best parts of my life, you know, for all the moms out there listening, was being a mom. My best parts is growing a garden. My best parts are, sure, these roles that I did that were very exciting, but that wasn't my be all end all.
Yeah.
Well, and I do just want to say really quick that I'm so appreciative when people come to see me. It means the world to me. It's so lovely. I just still can't quite believe it, especially after all these years.
Sure.
So I'm more like, really, me?
Right.
So it's very touching and endearing. But, you know, I think purpose is you know what we all need is a purpose and a faith of some sort. You have to believe in something. You know, so that's a personal thing, but there's so many ways to find joy and happiness, and I feel like the world makes it, the media and everything makes it very difficult for people to get there.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a clip, Matthew McConaughey, I sent this to you, and he said he was, you know, he was accepting, I believe, his Oscar, and he was thanking God. And he goes, and here I'm looking around at all these people I've worked with, and they actually had to look around to see if it was okay to clap for God. And they slowly just.
What's the reaction going to be?
Right. And they're thinking of their career and their advancement over their creator. And he said, slowly they put their hands to their sides, you know, and that's so.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that when that happened, and you reminded me when you sent me that, and I remember thinking, "Oh, is anybody going to clap?"
Right.
And, aww. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know, it's sad. And listen, guys, like I'm a psychic, so it's like I don't even know what the heck I'm doing over here. But no, I've always followed God, and I've always been a Christian. But I've also dabbled in just about everything, only to bring me back to Christianity and stronger. But I will say, even if you aren't Christian, you know, I think it's essential to have a higher power in this life. But I,
whatever your belief is, right.
But I love so much, you know, that every blessing, every gift in this world, it's a blessing. You know, sometimes I have to remember, like, my life could be going in a really negative direction. It does not have to be as good as it is. And I think more and more as I work on my relationship with God, I start to see those things as for what they are, which are blessings. And God can just take care of us, you know. I mean, I hate to, like, you know, to, I don't want to be preachy, but you know, I don't know if you know this, Jennifer, but like a month ago, my fiance almost died of a pulmonary embolism. And
no,
and like,
I did not.
No. And just like the whole experience was so, like, God just rolled out the red carpet for us and made sure he got to the hospital in time. And, like, since then, we've just been so dedicated to really working on our relationship with God. And he's just left and right creating miracles for us. So if someone is listening to this and needs a miracle, like, you can look at someone like Jennifer and look at the happiness. Absolutely. The happiness, the joy, the presence of her life. It's such a potent life. It's so filled with blessings and love. Like, that is all we need. And she has this amazing faith that brings these blessings to her.
Amen to that.
So I just thought I would put
Thank
that out
you
there.
For that.
Sure.
Well, I am so happy that he got there in time and all is going well.
Thank
God
you.
Is good.
Us
God
too.
Is good.
We were all relieved. And I just felt moved to share that because I just think of you and I think of, you know, someone where I see the light working through someone's life.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Jen, how do you, for those out there who are not as, you know, versed in connecting with God and meditating, like, how do you meditate? What is your routine?
Well, I do have a little room that I've made into a yoga room. So, but I would say find a space that's really quiet. You could even be outside. I want to get a hammock, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
I want a hammock out there under my big tree, and I want to start doing it outside. But I usually go into my yoga room and get my mat out and lie down, and I'll listen to this gentleman named Glenn Harold, who I'm obsessed with him as far as meditation goes. He guides you through the most beautiful meditation, and some of it involves like frequencies with brain waves, but it's, you come out of it just like a sponge of happiness. You're like, oh, I feel so good. So I would suggest if people look up Glenn Harold and find his meditations, because they're really just, they're lovely. And again, I'll go in my room. I'll put some, you know, essential oils in my little diffuser, and I'll spend like an hour a day in there, and then I'll do some yoga when I'm done, or I'll do the meditation afterwards. So I make time for it. And right. It's essential for me, though, because honestly, you guys, if I don't work through stuff, I can get depressed very right. easily. And so I have to every day go in it. At some point and take that time for myself. Otherwise, I can start to go down a little bit of a, because I do have depression. And it's something I've had for a very long time, but I worked through it, and I'm, you know, it's gotten so much better. But when I do start to feel the creepers coming up, you know, I usually will go in there and find a really good meditation and just take my time to get through it.
Do you do that?
So that's what I do.
Is there a time of day? Do you do it early in the morning, or is it just kind of you take it day by day?
I usually prefer, and I don't know, this is just me, I like around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, maybe 5. It's okay. Just a great time for me before dinner. And then after dinner, I clean up and then I get take a bath and I go to bed and I'm just all good. That's what works for me.
I am so impressed. I am so impressed. I need that type of discipline.
This is inspiring. See, you're inspiring me today, Jen. I want to go home and meditate.
And it's such a simple, easy thing. Like, you know, I heard like Billy Graham had suggested reading a book in Psalms and no, a book. No, a chapter in Proverbs and like 4 Psalms a day. I'm like, wow, that's a lot, you know? So I think yours is like much more, you know, like doable. I feel like, yeah, I could listen to a guided meditation a day. That sounds very doable and have, and just kind of disconnect.
You can listen to Bible stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's in your own little, you know, cocoon. And yes. I gotta say, it's a really, every day I'll say, honey, I'm going in to do yoga and meditate, and okay, have fun, and it's come out about an hour later, and I'm all happy, but it's just so good for your brain, it's so good for your heart, it's so good for your soul.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying that, because you are right, and I think we all need to interject that into our crazy lives to just slow things down and reconnect with, like, gain a very mindful perspective, you know, especially when things get crazy.
Recharge the batteries.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so important. And to take care of, you know, yourself. Just take care of yourself. Be good to you.
Amen.
Be good to you, because we're really kind of awful to ourselves. We say horrible things to ourselves. You know, we criticize ourselves. So be good to you, you know?
Please, yes.
Great words. That is actually a very powerful statement, because a lot of us do that. We'll talk down to ourselves, we got
to. I do it. And I have to remind you, you always have to remind yourself, because I don't think any amount of whatever you do to bring joy in your life or peacefulness in your life, it's always a work in progress. You never get it right. You're never like, oh, I'm here. Yeah, I got it. I'm all good. No, it's a work in progress every single day. And sometimes you forget to take care of yourself. Why am I feeling like crap today? Oh.
So true.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I didn't take care of myself.
That is, that is so true.
It's like you are, you're hitting all the right buttons there, Jen.
Yes. As I'm sleep deprived, I'm like, oh, yes, exactly. No more coffee. I need just sleep.
I can't believe. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Also, another thing that I do, which might be helpful for people too, I take magnesium. But I take magnesium in a powdered form that you put in water and you sip it. And it's calming for you. So, because magnesium is very calming to your nervous system and very good with sleep and all that. But you can drink it during the day. It won't make you tired. But I recommend that, because magnesium has made such a difference in my life.
Wow.
And I'm not endorsing anybody.
Right. No, there's no specific brand, just magnesium.
No.
Thank you.
I
Thank you. That's
know.
very
It
helpful.
actually is. It
Seriously.
is something like I should implement. So thank you for that.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you which brand to get and everything. I'll have to go look, but I'll talk to you because you guys will love it.
I will. No, I'll actually do that. So thank you for that. So
Little tricks.
my wonderful Miss Jen, where are you going in your little you have a project happening, right? Can you talk about it? You're flying somewhere to do something.
I do. I'm going to be going to Ohio next month to shoot a little independent called the Spectral Squad.
Love this.
Love it.
A little horror movie, and I'm going to be doing their opening scene for them. So they're flying me out next month, and that'll be fun. It'll be laugh. And then I'm going to head over to my old hometown and take a look around. I haven't seen it since I was 12.
That is
That
awesome. That is
is.
so
It'll be fun.
awesome. Emotional, but
Yeah.
awesome.
Yes, and it'll be it's like
Yeah.
that right button so you can like, you know what I mean, especially after this conversation we had today, you'll approach it with that right mindset and you'll be like, "You know what? I'm good. I'm at peace."
Yes. I think I have to go in. I'm going to go remembering little locations that I still can recognize. Oh, I did this here. I'm going to have a great time. I'm
Yeah.
going to have a great time.
Speaking of a great time, you provided us with a great time. And of course, will you please come back because you are our favorite.
Oh, anytime. I love hanging out with you guys.
We
And
love hanging out
you
with
know,
you.
you always bring my spirits up too. So we're all, it's good. This is good.
This is,
You like affirm my soul. That's what
you
you
really
do for
do. You
me.
really do. Like
Oh.
you helped me more than you know today too. You said some things that really struck a chord with me that I
Yeah.
need to implement. So thank you for that.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm grateful if I said anything that made somebody, happy and helpful. That's wonderful. So terrific.
Well, Jen, I know I speak for Gracie when I say we love you with all our hearts, and we thank you for doing this and taking time out of your schedule for us, as always. So thank you from the both of us.
Oh, well, thank you guys for having me. I enjoyed it.
Well, we're going to ask you to hold so we can just thank you off air. But for Footsteps in the Attic, this is Brian Hobson. And for the lovely Miss Grace and the wonderful Miss Jennifer Runyon, we'll see you next week.